Mexico's government in crisis as corruption scandal threatens to topple the administration. Good evening, I'm your host, this is Global Crossfire. Tonight we're examining Mexico's deepening political crisis as corruption allegations rock the López Obrador administration. Joining us, Dr. Rachel Thornton, Senior Fellow at the Meridian Strategic Foundation from Washington, D.C., Professor Hans Weber, Senior Fellow at the Brussels Institute for Global Affairs from Brussels, Dr. Li Wei, Senior Fellow at the Eastern Strategic Research Center from Shanghai, and Dr. Amara Okonkwo, Development Policy Expert from Nairobi. Dr. Thornton, this scandal threatens Mexico's democratic institutions just as AMLO promised to clean house. What's your assessment?
This is deeply concerning for regional stability. Mexico's institutions are being stress-tested, and frankly, they're showing cracks. When you have allegations reaching the highest levels of government, it undermines not just domestic governance but USMCA implementation. The question isn't whether corruption exists, it's whether Mexico's democratic guardrails can hold. Early indicators suggest institutional weakness that could require international oversight mechanisms.
Dr. Li, she's talking about international oversight. Your response to that suggestion?
Absolutely unacceptable. This is classic Western interventionist thinking. Every domestic crisis somehow requires their oversight. Mexico is a sovereign nation capable of handling its own affairs. The real corruption here might be external pressure designed to destabilize a government that's been asserting more independence. We've seen this playbook before manufacture a crisis, then offer to help manage it. Mexico should resist any foreign interference disguised as assistance.
But Dr. Lay, when corruption threatens trade relationships worth hundreds of billions, isn't that inherently international?
Trade concerns don't justify sovereignty violations. China trades extensively with many nations without demanding oversight of their internal politics. Economic relationships should remain separate from political interference.
Professor Weber, the EU has experience with corruption crises. How should the international community respond?
We need measured multilateral engagement, not unilateral intervention. The EU has mechanisms like Article 7 procedures, but these work because they're consensual frameworks. For Mexico, we should offer technical assistance, judicial training, transparency tools, anti-corruption expertise, but only if requested. Heavy-handed oversight backfires. Mexico's civil society and opposition parties are the real guardrails here. International support should strengthen them, not replace them.
Dr. Okonkwo, what does this crisis look like from the Global South perspective?
Here we go again, another developing nation facing a crisis, and suddenly everyone's an expert on what Mexico should do. Where was this international concern during decades of systematic looting? López Obrador campaigned on anti-corruption, won decisively, and now faces a scandal. That's not institutional failure, that's democracy working. Let Mexican voters decide in the next election. The Global South is tired of being lectured about governance by the same powers that enabled these systems.
Dr. Thornton, Dr. Okonkwo says this is democracy working. You called it institutional failure. Who's right?
Amara, I respect that perspective, but when corruption undermines rule of law, waiting for the next election might be too late. Democratic institutions need protection.
Protection by whom, Rachel? The same international community that stayed silent during decades of PRI rule. Mexico doesn't need Western salvation, it needs space to solve its own problems.
But USMCA creates mutual obligations. When corruption threatens trade rules, it affects all partners. This isn't colonialism, it's contract enforcement.
Rapid fire round. Dr. Li, is this scandal evidence of democratic accountability or institutional weakness?
It's evidence of political warfare. Every major economy faces corruption allegations. Look at the US, look at Europe. The difference is external pressure.
Professor Weber, should USMCA include stronger anti-corruption enforcement mechanisms?
Transparency provisions, yes. Enforcement mechanisms that bypass domestic institutions, no. Trade agreements work best when they strengthen rather than replace national systems.
Dr. Okonkwo, what's your biggest concern about international responses to this crisis?
Selective outrage. When it's Mexico or African nations, it's a governance crisis. When it's Western nations, it's just politics. The double standard is glaring.
Dr. Thornton, final assessment on Mexico's path forward.
Mexico needs stronger institutions, whether through internal reform or external assistance. Regional stability depends on getting this right.
Closing statements, Dr. Lay, 30 seconds.
Mexico's sovereignty must be respected. External intervention creates more problems than it solves. Let Mexican institutions handle Mexican problems.
Professor Weber.
Multilateral support, not unilateral pressure. Mexico's democratic institutions deserve assistance, not replacement. Technical cooperation over political interference.
Dr. Aconquil.
Trust Mexican voters. They elected López Obrador to fight corruption. If he's failing, they'll choose differently next time. That's democracy.
Dr. Thornton, final word.
Regional partnerships require mutual accountability. Mexico's crisis affects us all. Constructive engagement isn't interference, it's partnership.
A fascinating debate on sovereignty versus accountability in our interconnected world. Tomorrow, we'll examine China's new trade initiatives in Southeast Asia. Thank you to our panelists. I'm your host. This is Global Crossfire.